In today's entertainment news, it is no surprise that hip-hop's first billionaire, Jay-Z, is topping the Forbes list of richest rappers. Dr. Dre is number two with $800 million in net worth, most of which is from when Apple bought his Beats by Dre back in 2014. You remember that. Now, Diddy comes in third with $740 million. Okay, and then...
Oh, go Diddy?
Yeah, I guess who's number four? This was such a shock to me. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Why y'all surprised at Kanye West?
Because of Adidas, probably.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. He's at $240 million, largely thanks to his Adidas partnership. I didn't think he made more money than Drake. That's why I'm so surprised. Drake
really? Rounds. You're surprised that Kanye makes more money than Drake?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Drake rounds out the top five with $150 million from music, liquor endorsements, and a Las Vegas residency. So there you go, Steve.
Wow.
But you know what, though? Can I say something?
I saw people standing in line for Adidas, for Kanye sneaker the other day. Last week.
Yeah, but can I say something about this money list?
Of course. Yeah. You're most qualified. Go right ahead.
You know, people are saying that, you know, Kanye makes more money than Drake, and Kanye at 240, Drake at 150. Let me ask this question. Wouldn't you be just fine with any one of them numbers?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I could
I could be on the bottom 20
number 10.
Of that list.
I mean, if you got the 150 a million that Drake was getting, couldn't you squeak by?
Absolutely.
Yes. Just get on by. Good. Yeah. I would be good. Comfortable. Lovely. Yep.
Yeah, yes. I'd be great.
No one's complaining.
Mm-hmm. Can you buy the same thing with both money, though?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Can you spend that amount of money? Here's a question.
Hell yeah, you can spend that kind of money. Okay. $150 million a year? You can go broke.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you be buying? What would you be doing to go broke?
If you buy a brand new 650, that's $70 million right there.
That's an airplane?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You buy a new 650,
that's $70 million. That's an airplane.
Yeah, that's 70 million. You cracked half of that.
Yeah, that's
right
half.
There.
Yeah.
You'd be on Delta with this 150.
No, you shouldn't be talking about
lying,
a cold,
I know, that's
cold
right.
Ass crib in Beverly Hills or Miami. Mm-hmm. Throw another 40 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You at what? What's that, 110?
Yeah.
Oh.
You at 110.
Okay.
You got, what's that? You got 40 million left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't hide nobody.
So a plane and a house? That's it?
That's
well, I mean, technically, I said if you bought a brand new 650, I ain't even talking about the taxes. If you pay your taxes, you're officially broke at this point.
Okay.
Can I make a statement that don't have nothing to do with nothing?
Yeah, go ahead.
At the barbecue last night, Boomerang had on a hoodie and looked like Benjamin Butts.
He look old. He's aging back.
Benjamin Buttons.
Buttons.
You're right about one thing in that.
It looked like he had on a bonnet.
That didn't have anything to do with anything.
No,
but yeah.
I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry.
Crazy, man.
It was just last night at the barbecue, a picture of him popped up in my head. And I just, man, he looked just like Benjamin Button.
All right.
We was on the, I can't tell you that.
No. All right. Carla, you were going to say quickly about Apollo.
Yeah, he was yesterday I told you he was released from prison. Well, he's back. He got
in prison?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes. He violated his parole.
Oh,
so
God.
They arrested
Apollo
him.
Got out for one day?
Well, not one day. He was out for a few days, but he violated his parole, so technical requirement. So,
he's back?
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, Lord. Up, man. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.